Also, I'd like to advise people that these shows are archived both on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, as well as GorillaMedia.co.nz. It's posted up on my Facebook, and will also be uploaded to the YouTube channel Mr. News Guerrilla Media. So if you can't find a pencil and paper, if you wait about usually about an hour or two after the show, these archives will be up for you to go over and listen to again and again and again. So yeah, Lindsay, if you, without further ado, let's get into the information.
The Federal Reserve announced on Thursday, 1 week ago, September the 13th, 2012, that as of then, the Federal Reserve would begin buying 40 billion, not trillion, not million, $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities and treasuries each month indefinitely. QE1 and QE2 was basically a one-time thing. This is not once. This is $40 billion every month, indefinitely, September, October, November, December, January, on and on and on. Where in this world will the Federal Reserve get $40 billion monthly? And he said, you ready? Thin air. You heard me correctly.
That's real funny, Lindsay, because when you said, oh, they're going to come up with all this money, you're like, where are they going to get it from? I said, well, aren't they just going to make it up like they'd normally do?
And the part that is so evil, I'm not going to even hesitate to use the word, indefinitely. Let me explain what it is that the Federal Reserve is buying. They're called mortgage-backed securities. Now, let's take that phrase and turn it around, and you'll easily understand what it is. It is a security that is backed by a mortgage. May I put it in simple terms? The Federal Reserve, as of last Thursday, bought your house. If your house is mortgaged, the Federal Reserve bought it. You say, but I own it. No, you don't. If you look on the paperwork very carefully, if you mortgage a house, whenever you go to the lending institution and say, I would like to get a loan on this house, until the day that you make that last payment, you do not own that house. You do not have the warranty deed. The bank holds it. Well, they don't hold it anymore. The lending institution you got that mortgage with, whether it be Fannie or Freddie, whether it be Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, I care not what it is, whatever the lending institution that you have your mortgage with, they don't own it anymore. Out of thin air, they took nothing and bought a piece of land, a house, a small business, a shopping center. They have the power. Very few people have been willing to accept the fact that what I said was true, that these people have the power to do this, but yet you work day after day after day and can barely make your mortgage payment. Every piece of mortgage real estate in the United States of America will be owned by the Federal Reserve, unless they're stopped, unless somehow this can be brought to an end.
That's another thing that I found very interesting about the language that they're using here. You remember the old, I think it might have been a Jefferson quote, is those who sacrifice their security, what was it, who sacrifice their liberties for security deserve neither. And so I define security to mean tyranny, right? And the word mortgage, coming from the Latin mort, you know, from mortality, meaning death, and gauge, meaning grip. So when you talk about a mortgage-backed security, what I hear is a death grip backed by tyranny.
You're exactly right, Vinny. I saw your picture the other day for the first time. I actually went to your website and looked at it. You're a young fellow, and as you probably noticed, I've got you beat by a few years. But for a young man with a wonderful down-under brogue, you undoubtedly have gained a lot of wisdom in a short period of time, Vinny.
Why, Lindsay? Because I talk to a lot of people who are older and wiser than myself, and unlike most people my age, I choose to listen.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm so glad that you're on American Freedom Radio. Now, what will the Federal Reserve do with these $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every month? He said, without any hesitation, they're going to buy derivatives.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm. You're right, Benny.
Let's put this into context. $40 billion invested into derivatives per month means, basically, when you've got a derivative, the layman's term, shorthand version of it is, you call $1, $40, and then you gamble it on a stock market at 1,000 to 1. So they're going to call $40 billion, $40 trillion, and gamble it on the stock market at 1,000,000 to 1.
I'm going to give you those figures in just a moment as he gave them to me. Your house mortgage will be used like a one-armed bandit, Las Vegas style, on the derivative market. Try to explain somewhat of what's going on. And here, Vinny, is what you just said. You were a step ahead of me. Your brain is working faster than mine. Mine was so stunned. Here's what he said. They are going to take that house mortgage of yours. They own it now. They own your house now. Your Bank of America doesn't own it. Fannie Freddie, they don't own your house anymore. The Federal Reserve owns your house. A private agency, not even an agency of the federal government. And they are going to use fractional reserve. Now, Vinny, that's exactly what you were alluding to a moment ago, but I'm going to give you the actual figures that were given to me.
I had this idea about the Truth of Cafe, and you'd name certain dishes after certain conspiracies, you know, stuff like that. So the other one that I wanted to do was an Italian dish. Called the Pasta Lindsay Williams with some spicy marinara secret elite sauce, you know. I thought that would be quite funny. I could be wrong. But anyway, incidentally, Lindsay, and I wanted to let you divulge the numbers here of how much these derivatives and fractional reserve lendings are going to add up to. But before that, the New Zealand Reserve Bank, our equivalent of the Fed, has just been given a new governor from the World Bank who has been given sweeping powers to have control over the price of our assets and their output therein, and to keep interest rates below 2%. They're currently around 3% in the future. And apparently been given all these other powers over the economy so that they can have what they call a stable economy. By stable, they mean making sure that the country is getting into like $400 million of debt a week plus, and ensuring that there's more unemployment, and of course, making money up out of thin air so they can buy all remaining private property. And then they will literally own the world. It'll be like a Nirvana song.
That's exactly what they're doing, Benny. And I'm so glad to hear that you can join the club. It's happening down there also. It's happening in Europe, all over the world, the elite are setting up the new world order. That's what this is all about. Now, explanation on fractional reserve. You go to the bank, you say, I want a savings account, and I want to put $1,000 in that account. They take your $1,000, and they can loan out 90% of it, and they must keep 10% in the bank as reserve, and the 90% they can loan. So you go back and want your money, they have to pull in that 90% in order to get it. They're not only going to take it and use it to buy derivatives with, but they're going to fractionally reserve the value of that house mortgage and use it on the derivative market. This means that a $40 billion becomes $360 billion per month. There are no controls on it. There are no regulations. Congress has tried over and over to put some sort of regulations on the derivative market, and every time the elite buy out the congressman, and there's no regulations on the derivative market whatsoever, it is nothing but a glorified, super, super wealthy gambling house called derivatives, practiced by every lending institution in the world, and now the Federal Reserve is getting into it with money that is guaranteed by the American taxpayer.
And then, of course, there's nothing to stop them from on-selling those and expanding the excess and such like that. Because traditionally, fractional reserve lending was, in modern money mechanics, was about between a ratio of 1 and 10. But they've since removed those restrictions. So now, if you got a dollar, you can literally turn it into anything. So I love it. They make money up out of thin air. And then they make that money from thin air into even more money from even more thin air, and then they make it even worse. And the end result is they wind up owning everything that everybody could ever have, and we have a communist world government that's ruled by these bankers who own everything. It'll just be like going back into the feudal dark ages, basically. You'll have a lord, and you will be a peasant. And if you say anything against the Lord or anything like that, sure, we'll have a nice high-tech society and stuff like that with facial recognition cameras and everything like that. But at the end of the day, if you don't like it, you're not going to be around to enjoy it because you will be eliminated. And that's the power these people have. That is the goal that they have. They have no respect for human life, of common decency, of morality, of spirituality, for that matter. Anything that any of us hold dear, including family, they have no desire for. They simply want power, and they've gone completely insane with it, as happens with every single other elite person throughout history. As soon as you don't have any consequences for your actions, as soon as you can do anything, your mind starts to wander, people don't keep you in check in your social circles, and you go absolutely crazy. And everybody suffers because of your insanity, depending on how powerful you are. And now we're talking about people who are all powerful, so you can imagine the damage that's possible if we don't stop it.
You must immediately, every person on American Freedom Radio, every person listening to Benny Eastwood's program today, you must do a crash course on derivatives. You have got to know what they are. The taxpayer is now held responsible for that if the derivative market collapses, and I have already been told that it's going to collapse.
Talking about the things you do talk about, actually, I found that you don't actually need an elite source to know all these things because it's all put down in government documents. Agenda 21, for instance, I could sum it up as being the agenda for the 21st century, the desire to control all life, all resources, all finance, all private property, force everybody off the land, subsequently exterminate them, cut off their access to healthcare, food, basically all forms of freedom will be very, very slowly and very corruptly, but very secretively taken away and amalgamated. And what they've done is centralized decision making. What you'll notice is that these big amalgamations, you know, a couple of cities will become one city. Happened here in New Zealand, happens all over the world, is happening even more today than it was yesterday. And what you've got here is the ability then for an elected representative who you know, probably only gets about maybe 20% of the public actually vote for him at the end of the day, because most people don't turn up to vote because they think it's corrupt. And because they don't vote, the corrupt people don't get voted out. And they continue to wreak havoc via the apparatus of their scumbaggery upon everybody's nation, simultaneously, mind you. So the end goal is a complete controlled microchip population, and it's even put out in many other plans by the elite and admitted in memoirs and what have you, like Zbigniew Brzezinski with the Grand Chessboard, David Rockefeller's memoirs, you know, things like that. This has been known by many people for a long time. Where you differ from these other things is that you're not just going to see all the things that are public, which basically have a planned agenda, but they don't have dates or they don't have specific figures and things about how they're going to do it. That's where I feel that you come in. You're not telling anybody anything new, but you are telling people something specific that they literally cannot get anywhere else.
Benny, it's called New World Order. You're exactly right in everything that you've just said. And now I'd like to come to the next question that I ask my elite friend. What are the banks who are getting $40 billion each month going to do with that $40 billion? He said it without any hesitation. He said the banks are going to buy treasuries.
Well, people don't know what treasuries are. They don't realize that basically a treasury bond is a share in your country. So if you're talking about a private company who's going to own your country.
This is as evil, as dastardly as okay, let me try to explain a treasury if I can. It is a Federal Reserve issue. These treasuries are the most sought after. These T-bills are the most sought after, the most desirable, the most dependable financial instruments on the face of the earth. The treasuries pay the interest on the national debt. The national debt, Congress, our president, those in banking, they know it'll never be paid off. $16 trillion, there is not enough GDP, gross domestic product, to pay it. It can never be paid. They know it. But the interest on that debt must be paid. And how does the Federal Reserve pay that interest when we have a national debt of $16 trillion? They sell more treasuries. Unless that interest on that national debt is paid, the dollar will collapse immediately.
I can actually explain how they can sleep at night. It's like this. Lindsay, when you go to sleep, is it lights out as soon as your head hits the pillow, or do you think about a few things before you actually drift off?
I think about too much.
All right. Now, that means you're not a psychopath, because a psychopath doesn't have that problem. Their lights out the second their head hits the pillow, and they're out. And psychopaths have no conscience, and that's what keeps regular people up at night, is they have one, and it doesn't go to sleep when your body wants to. So that's how they sleep at night, Lindsay, because they can't not.
Yeah, you're right, Vinny. That's exactly what they are. Now, I want to give you the final thing that my elite friend and I talked about. I said, okay, now, what are the ramifications of all of this? The elite learned something, the New World Order, in their experiment last Thursday, September the 13th of 2012. They learned that the American people are not going to protest. There are not going to be any riots in the streets. Now, I've been telling you that for a long time. The elite do not want revolution. The elite want to bring in their New World Order their way. They're not trying to destroy America. They want to take over America and own it. The American people are not going to revolt. They're going to belly up. They're going to give in. And I'm going to use the word slavery. The New World Order knows now that they can continue with their program and that the American people aren't going to do anything. The moment that Mr. Bernanke announced that the Federal Reserve was going to buy this $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every month indefinitely, that instant, gold went up $49 instantaneously right now. That's 3%. Silver went up $3. That's 9%. Gasoline instantaneously went up 15 cents. That moment. That's 4%. Now, gasoline in my area has gone up 50 cents in 3 weeks' time. They are going to devaluate again exactly as they did last Thursday on September the 13th until the dollar collapses. You know why Mr. Bernanke said indefinitely? Because little at a time, like a frog boiling in a pot, after so many months, they know the number of months. They haven't told me, but they know the number of months before the dollar collapses merely because it has lost its purchasing power. Now, let me say very emphatically, gold did not go up $49. The currency that you buy, the $1,700 an ounce, that gold is still 1 ounce. It did not change. The currency that you purchase that ounce of gold with devalued. It lost purchasing power. $49 compared to the $1,700 you pay for that ounce of gold. What you buy in the grocery store, what you buy at the hardware store, what you buy at the drugstore is going to devalue. It is going to go up in price. The currency is going to devalue, and the price of that is going up every single month from this point forward until it gets to the place that you can't even afford that week's pay to buy the groceries that you need at the grocery store. And when you can't buy groceries, how are you going to pay your house mortgage? And when you can't buy your house mortgage, who's going to repossess it? The Federal Reserve that bought it from you. And what will they do? the New World Order will turn around and rent that house back to you. This is what is known as the name of the game is control, Vinny.
Don't want anybody to have their own private property because private property gives them independence. Independence gives you strength. Basically, in my opinion, that's what the middle class was actually supposed to be about, so that you have a buffer zone between the super, super rich and the super, super poor, so that there are at least people with enough financial resources, enough education, and things of that nature to participate in the alleged democratic process that we've got. Now, the unfortunate thing is that all of those middle classes have just been suckered in by all the foods that dehydrate them, all the media that dumbs them down, all the movies that distract them, and umpteen different other things that have simply forced social engineering this response of complete and total complacence, compliance, and capitulation. There is nothing left within the American people as a whole that could resist this. I mean, psychologically speaking, it's just not there. But there is, on the other hand, I would say, the element of history that has always been just a small group, usually, of dedicated individuals who either overthrow tyrants or work behind the scenes or sabotage the agendas or work out in the open and things like that. One person can usually make a difference. You know, you take people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi and what have you. In truth, one person is usually all it has been. I like to think of myself as that person. I like to think of you, Lindsay, as that person. I like to think of every single one of my listeners who has ever spoken to me, sent me an email, or ever tuned into this show for as little as 5 minutes as that person that can make the difference.
We must make the difference. We have no choice. We cannot allow this to happen. This positively must be stopped at any cost. Whatever it takes, it must. You can't let this go on any longer, folks. You're going to be broke shortly. You must pay off that house mortgage. You're better off with a log cabin in the middle of nowhere with no mortgage on it and paid off with a roof over the head of your family than you are in a million-dollar mansion with a mortgage on it that is already guaranteed you're going to lose it. You will lose your house if it's mortgaged. It's already planned. The elite are not destroying their own country. They are controlling their own country. Back in 1929 through 1933, there were many people who made great fortunes. Not everyone stood in a soup line in New York and Chicago and San Francisco. There were many people who came through the Depression and really didn't suffer that much. But the majority of people did suffer. And the only reason they suffered is because they did not know that the Depression was going to take place and they made no preparations in advance. Right now, you have one of the greatest windows of opportunity that has ever been in your hands. You right now still have a fairly strong dollar. The elite told me what to do, and they also gave me the signs as to how I can know a few months in advance before it happens when the actual collapse of the dollar will take place. Gold's going to have to go to $3,000 an ounce. Silver's going to go to $75 an ounce. Take my word for it, you're going to see it happen. They have to take it to that price before they can back the New World Order currency with it. You and I, Vinny, have read the last chapter. Now, and when I say the last chapter, I mean the last chapter in the Bible. We know that in the end, the elite are not going to win. I'm not a young fellow. Vinny, you're just a young whippersnapper. But I know this. I'm going to be around long enough to see us win. You go through some rough times between now and then, but you can survive them. And I urge you, every single day, you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. You keep American Freedom Radio on and listen, because there may be some announcements that will be made so quickly that you'll have to catch it right here. So, Vinnie,
exactly.
God bless you. Thank you. And I appreciate so much you allowing me the time on your show today.
Mm. God bless you, Lindsay, and God bless America. And that was actually something I did want to mention as well, is that in times of great tribulation and fear and danger and things like that, having faith is something that will get you through all the time. Even if you're a POW in Vietnam, this was studied. The people who had faith were the ones who survived the camps. The ones who had no belief in God were the ones who went away and never came back. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Have faith, ladies and gentlemen.